Right now on the Newsline, KRDO's Morning News is pleased to welcome to the show Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
So you're in the hot seat yet again because yesterday some pretty harsh criticisms coming from the state's top leader, Governor Jared Polis, directed at El Paso County, saying that perhaps our level of deaths is reflective of people not sheltering in place enough. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I know you'll be shocked by this, but sometimes politicians say something that they don't think through. And the governor, if he thought about it, would recall that the majority of the deaths in El Paso County clearly incubated long before the governor's stay-at-home order. In fact, it arises from two particular situations, one in a nursing home and one in a bridge club. And that was long before the governor issued a shelter-in-place order. If he looked further, he would note that our 245 positive tests in El Paso County, our infection rate of 34 per 100,000 puts us 13th in the state, despite the fact we are the exact same size as the biggest. Basically, the city and county of Denver and El Paso County are the same size. Denver has a much higher infection rate, and in fact, we're fourth. Infection rate, we're 13th in raw numbers. We're behind Denver, Arapahoe, and Jefferson County, all in the Denver metro area. So I just don't think he was thinking through what he was saying. In his defense, it was a question posed by the Gazette Telegraph, and I think he was set up a little bit.
And do you think that in this time of pandemic response, when the challenges are great and the needs are great, do you think political jabbing it has a place?
No. And I my guess is, I know Jared Polis pretty well. I think he, if he would have thought about it, he would have refrained from saying anything.
Okay, well, we appreciate you clarifying that because that is one of the big stories this morning. Mayor, we got a lot of great information for you on the Extra when you were just on with Shannon. We appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to share with the citizens here while you're on?
Mike, this is an ordeal. It's painful. I know people are it's mentally straining to be cooped up at home if that's not your usual daily life. But it's for a good purpose. We need to get through this as quickly as possible, minimize the health damage and the economic damage. And it takes shared responsibility, shared sacrifice. And as I said to Shannon yesterday, if we do this right and we recover quickly, I think it could be our finest hour.
You know, there was recently, just within the last day or so, a modeling projection that's been put together for every state in the union by the University of Washington Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation. And it shows the peak of the pandemic hitting Colorado around April 17th. And on that day and for a couple of days thereafter, the peak would show 67 people dying in Colorado every day, as well as a significant shortage of hospital beds and ICU beds. What is your response? How are you and the city, as well as the regional leaders, preparing for that possibility?
Well, as I think I talked to you about on the show yesterday, the hospitals have, in my opinion, done a great job. They're coordinating with the state, Army Corps of Engineers, and they've procured a couple of locations that would provide them additional space if they need it. As of right now, the hospitals are coping with the caseload, but if it spikes in the way that you describe and they need additional space, that has been lined up. And I think I'm very, very complimentary. I was yesterday, and I remain very complimentary of the El Paso County Health Department. I think they've shown really good leadership. I think they've been very thoughtful in their step-by-step approach to things. They're also doing modeling. And as I indicated yesterday, so far we're kind of on the low side of the possibilities, the broad range of things, and we hope that continues. But my guess is the modeling that you talk about is correct, that we won't see a peak for a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Mayor John Southers, thank you so much for joining us. Your insight is so important and critical at this juncture, at this time when people are looking for answers. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We'll be in touch, Mayor.